Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of You Enjoy Life. I hope you're doing well today. And if you're not, you know, that's okay, because not every day is a good day. You know, we try to do our best to make every day great and wonderful, and we wish it was, and when it isn't, you know, we judge ourselves and we have all these things. But the reality is, you know, it's okay. Whatever you're going through, life is precious. It should be cherished. It should be celebrated. And I think that's something that a lot of people forget about, because we get so caught up in needing to have these days go a certain way. And when they don't, you know, we get frustrated, we get upset, we get mad, we beat ourselves up, we get down, we have all these things. But I'm here to tell you that it's okay. Whatever you're feeling right now is okay. And I also think that by the end of this podcast, you're going to feel a lot better. If you don't feel good, and if you already do feel good, you're going to walk away with some inspiration. And that's what You Enjoy Life is all about. I have a ton of episodes. I release, you know, I'm not someone who's super scheduled, but I release 2 to 3 every single week. So there's like hundreds that you can go back and listen to. And, you know, some might connect to you really strongly and other ones might not. But my goal every time is to have you walk away with something new, some new understanding about your life, a new way to live outside of the box, you know. I actually was doing this tarot reading. So this past weekend, I was at this really amazing party. A friend invited me. He was throwing with some other friends. And it was at this really cool place in Denver, kind of like secret location, you know, but you know, probably a couple hundred people. And he asked me to come and do drums. And while I was there, a friend of mine was doing tarot, and I did this tarot reading. And one of the tarot cards was this person who kind of looked like a musician from like the medieval times. You know, the they wear like the tight spandex, and they have the hat with like the feather in it, and they kind of like they play like the piccolo or whatever it is. So in the picture, it was this sort of musician person sitting on this box, and the box like was filled with all kinds of stuff, but they were sitting on top of the box and they were looking out into the ocean, and they saw this boat there. And the big part of this this whole experience and this card was really about like it's one thing to think outside of the box, but I realized you can still be on the box, you know. It's like I can be thinking outside of the box, but if I'm still sitting on my box, I'm not actually out there. What am I really doing with it? Because I've gotten really good at training my mind to be able to think outside of the box, to think differently, to break molds, to do all this stuff. But there's also the action side, you know? So you can try to live an unconventional life all you want and do things differently, but if you're still holding on to your thing, if you're still living in fear, and that's what this card represented. It was like kind of that adventure where this person's sitting and they see this sailboat, and they see that you could see them looking at it like, okay, there's a boat in the ocean, and I know that I could be on that boat right now, and I could be traveling the world and living this great adventurous life. And I see it, and I see that would be outside the box, but I'm still on my box because there's a piece of me that needs that comfort. So today's podcast is going to be a bit about how to get you from the thought to the actual action. So one of the reasons this came up, and I'm actually just kind of realizing this now, that connects to what I really wanted to talk about today. I always come in with like a basic theme, and then I never know where the story is going to go. But I was recently seeing this psychotherapist, and he was talking to me about different things and kind of reminding me that it's one thing to think positive. It's one thing to, you know, mentally know something, to kind of like in the headspace. And I'm very good at that. I know how things work. I understand what I need to do to make changes and all this stuff. But how do we actually get ourselves to do it? And how do we get ourselves to really feel it and really be it? Because there's this whole side to like positive thinking. And I think a lot of people struggle with this because they read a book about being positive, you know, The Secret, which if you didn't read, it was all about like kind of the secrets, like the law of attraction. And this goes around a lot, the idea of the law of attraction, your thoughts create your reality, your thoughts create your action. They do. And it's amazing the things that can be done, but there is a piece that's missing. And the big piece that is missing is that your thoughts aren't just your mind. A lot of people don't realize this, but we assume that our brain, it's like we confuse our brain with everything. You know, it's like, well, the brain is the center that that takes in information and that thinks and does all this stuff. And yes, but the problem is we assume that the brain is the mind. You know, it's like we assume that the thing thinking, the thing that is like, you know, always thinking, processing, like taking stuff in, that is all of who we are. But the reality is that it's actually not. It's like the ego, you know, it's the idea brain, but there's something so much bigger. There's so much thought going on in your body that you're not even aware of. It's like breathing. You know, if I take a deep breath in, you know, I'm aware that I'm breathing. You know, I'm like, ah, feels good, you know. I'm aware, I feel it, I take in the breath. You can do this right now with me, just take a deep breath in. And as I breathe in, I can notice like I have some tension in my chest a little bit. I'm feeling that, you know. I'm kind of breathing into it and just breathing out the tension, just letting it go, relaxing. But throughout the day when I'm breathing, I'm not aware of it. And it's funny with me because on the podcast, sometimes because, you know, I have headphones on and a condenser microphone, and I feel like I'm so much more conscious of my breath. So sometimes I start to get in this space where I like don't breathe, and then I have to take these deep breaths, like, you know, because I don't want to like people hearing my breath. It's like a silly thing, but I had to learn through podcasting over time. But anyhow, you know, when you're breathing throughout the day, you're not aware of it, but something is breathing for you. There's a sort of implicit, like internal thought that is making sure that you're breathing, you know? And when we give our brain so much power, we actually miss out on what our body and what our being is capable of. So what I have found is that you're always thinking in this space of like, you know, I have to do this, I have to do that, I would like to do this, I wish this thing went that way, why can't this go that way? It's like we're always living in the past or the future. It's rare that we're actually in the present. And the body is a very present thing. The body is living in the present. I'm actually kind of understanding this even to myself as I'm talking to you. It's like the body exists in the present. You know, it takes a breath because it knows it needs to breathe right now to survive. It beats its heart because it knows right now it needs to survive. However, the mind is the thing that's thinking in life forward. It's thinking about the future. It's thinking about the past. Did I do that right? What do I need to do it right? Whatever it is. And the problem with that is that when we're thinking in this time all the time, we're creating like more and more fear in our life. We're rarely living in the present. Our body might be in the present, but our mind isn't. And our mind can be very draining because the things that you think, you know, when you're thinking all day through your brain, it creates so much tension. It creates so much, disease and fear and all these things that can like actually mess with you. You know, if you have the same thought over and over again, eventually you're going to manifest. If you have the same fear over and over again, eventually something's going to happen in your life where you're going to manifest that fear. And the problem with that is that you don't even notice it. You don't realize it. You think it's like, well, it's just a fear. But if you keep calling in the same stuff, you're going to keep attracting the same thing. So how do we embody the positive thoughts that we have without them just becoming thoughts and philosophy? It's easy to philosophize. You know, it's like talking the talk versus walking the walk. And I love these simple phrases that are like the phrases that everybody knows, you know, you talk the talk, can you walk the walk? Like they're these simple phrases that have kind of been in our culture for however long. And they seem silly and simple and like they should be on, you know, like a Hallmark holiday card. But I found that some of those really, really simple phrases like that have so much depth in the meaning when you really look at them because they're so simple, but they mean so much in life. So yes, if you can talk the talk, you can go around telling people that, you know, you got it figured out and you got to think positive and that you think positive. And, you know, every morning I get up and I do my gratitude journal, and I've been doing this, you know, not every morning, but most mornings I wake up, I say what I'm grateful for. I write down what I want to create in the day or what happened, what was good. And I set these intentions, and setting intentions are great. And you can walk around and setting your intentions or telling people to think positive or saying, hey, you know, I'm going to think positive now. And all I need to do is just start talking more positive and just like call this in that and that and that. But the thing that we miss is that the body needs to feel it. This is what my therapist was helping to remind me of. Like, I have all the positive thoughts in the world. I can come in, yeah, everything's good. You know, yeah, things are hard, but that's all part of the experience. And sometimes you have down days, and I can philosophize and self-helpifies the crap out of it. But the truth is, unless my body really feels it, I'm going to be missing something so much more profound, so much more deeper. I'm never really going to attract it into my life. So I'm going to take a quick break with our sponsor, and then we're going to get back talking about how you can actually do that to control your life in a way that allows you to be free. So I do just want to specify, I was just saying how you can control your life so you can be free. And control is a really interesting word because I think people hear the word control. Like I have this tarot card that I read, this tarot deck. It's a Zen tarot deck. It's Osho tarot. And it's like when you hear control, the control card is very like, you see this person who's strong and they're like guarded and everything's like, oh, I have to have it my way and control and holding on tight. So I don't mean control in necessarily that way. I think that it's almost like creating and crafting your life. And there is there's a dark side of control and there's a positive side to kind of the control of letting go, if that makes sense, you know, to control your life in a way to craft your life. So maybe I shouldn't even use the word control because it might have that kind of that heaviness to it. But the point that I'm really trying to make here is, how can you craft your life in a way that benefits you and not just your thoughts? Because if you're someone who's stuck feeling like, well, I'm thinking positive, I'm doing self-help, I'm reading the books, but like I still feel the same way. And I remember when I first started meditating, this is a great example actually. When I first started meditating, I was, you know, sitting in my room and I would light candles and put on like Tibetan chanting monks and I would close my eyes and I would breathe and I would just try to like calm my mind and calm my body and, you know, get to this peaceful place. And it was great because I was finding this like inner peace. It was the first time I ever had inner peace, especially someone who has intense ADHD, you know, growing up. To really do that without any drugs, medication or anything, just to sit there still, it was profound. Problem was though, the second I walked out of my room, it all came back. I was in New York City and it was crazy and it was loud and there was sirens and ambulances and music and people yelling and crazy people and all this stuff. And what I soon realized was that I thought meditation was this thing that involved being in the dark, lighting candles, incense, listening to peaceful music. But then I realized it was really just a heightened sense of awareness, and you could have a sense of meditation anywhere. And I'm not going to get too deep into this, it's for another podcast, but meditation can be happening while you're doing the dishes. If you're present, if you're feeling the warmth of the dishes, if you're really with it, if you're really like connected to yourself and you're not thinking about the next thing you have to do or focused on the past, you're just really present with the feeling. You can be in meditation while you're doing the dishes or when you're having a conversation, you know, or when you're playing music or whatever it might be, or cooking. So what I started to realize is that, you know, I wasn't embodying meditation. I was making this very secluded thing. And I think a lot of people get caught up on this. They think it has to be this secluded thing. Well, this is my time. This is my space. This is my little private practice. And that's great. But, you know, you still need to have tools to deal with in the real world, the quote unquote real world. So the thing about embodying something is your body needs to feel that positive thought. Let's say you're like, you know, I am beautiful. Let's do something simple, you know. It's a simple but complex, you know, conversation. I am beautiful. So I can say, look at myself in the mirror and say, I am beautiful, you know, or I am special, or I am wonderful, or I am smart, whatever it is. You know, let's stick with I am beautiful. I can look at it in the mirror and say, you know, I'm beautiful. I can be someone who classically thinks that I'm ugly, or have things that I think are not attractive about myself, and I can say, you know, no, I am completely perfect and beautiful. And I can look at myself in the mirror and I can say that, and I can see it and I can smile and be like, yeah, I'm beautiful. However, your body, your mind and your body are so linked and connected. So if you're not feeling that, you're saying it, you know, in your head, and you're saying it and you're conditioning it, but if you're not feeling beautiful, if you're not like standing up in a way that you feel beautiful, you're probably going to go right back to where you are. Because let's say you're someone who slouches, you know, slouching is often a sense of insecurity. And some people that I have some friends I have in the past who were really tall and they would slouch because they were insecure about their height, you know, and they would kind of crumble in. And I'm someone who struggles with slouching too, and I've gotten much better. But I know that when I stand up straight and I'm like, I'm strong and I'm confident, and I stand up straight and I do it, it's so much different. And that's actually a great one. The beautiful one is good too, but let's even go to, you know, I am confident. Because being confident is a great thing. Not cocky, but confident. So you can say, I am confident. I am confident. I'm right. I am confident. I'm going to have the confidence to do this thing. I'm going to have the confidence to go up to my boss and tell him that I want to raise. I have the confidence to go ask that person out. I have the confidence to go tell my parents how I really feel. But if you're just saying that and you're not feeling it, it's not going to have the same impact. So what you can do is stand up and really feel, what does confidence feel like in your body? Connect the feeling in the body to the thought. So when you say, I am confident, stand up. I did this in my men's group a few months ago. It was, I did this embodiment thing. So in our men's group, what I love about it is that every time we meet, somebody else leads the group. So there's no like one person who's like the leader. You know, every time people show up, that next person who, you know, one person goes and then the next person goes and the next person goes, blah, blah, blah. And so it's always so different. Like I've done so many different, I think I've led maybe four times now, and every time it's a different thing. And one time I did this thing, we were in the park and we were meeting, and I'm like, okay, we're talking about what are the things we want in our life. you know, how do we want to feel? And I was like, okay, now everyone take the next 5 to 10 minutes and we're going to go on a walk ourselves. And I want you to really embody what you want to feel. You know, for me, it was about confidence and strength and being secure in myself and being positive. So I stood up. And this is something great you can do. I want you to do this after the podcast. I want you to stand up and really feel what you want to be. Really feel into who you are and what you know is possible. And stand up. And like for me, I was doing like karate and I was kind of like kicking and punching, and not for the sense of violence, but to feel that power in my body. And I was jumping up on trees and climbing trees because I am confident and I am strong and I am powerful, you know? And when you feel it and you really embody it and you feel it, you're like, wow, it's real. It's here now. It's not something I'm trying to manifest for the future. It's here right now. So I want this to be something that you take into your day. And it can be anything. You know, it can be, I am smart. I want you to feel smart. You know, if you're like, I am intelligent. Maybe you're someone who always thought your whole life that you weren't intelligent. You know, but you can't just say, yeah, okay, I'm intelligent. And intelligence isn't something that just like happens through studying. It's something you feel. Something you recognize within yourself. Because what is intelligence? And that's the other piece to this, is that I think people get confused because what is intelligence, right? Or what is strength? Or what is confidence? It's oftentimes we're comparing it to something else, just like beauty. You know, what is being beautiful, right? Like what capacity are we saying we're comparing ourselves to, you know, the models or the actors or whatever it is? And if you're comparing yourself, you know, or like, okay, what is being smart? Am I comparing myself to a nuclear physicist? You know, what is the paradigm that you're in that's holding you back that makes you think you need to be that way? Now, this is where things get interesting, because this is where thinking outside the box comes. Because what is real intelligence? What is real beauty? You know, it's something that comes from within. It comes from confidence. It comes from believing in yourself. And there's so many people out there that you might see as a role model. You might look at their life and say, wow, that person has this, they have that, and they have that. And I'll even take myself, for example. I have a lot of people writing in say, you know, I'm so inspired. I love watching your show. I've learned so much. You changed my life. And, you know, I've lost all this weight. I cook now. Everything is different. I have new friends, whatever it is. And as much as I appreciate hearing those things, the reason that I love doing this podcast is I'm not out to be perfect. I'm not out to create this false sense of like, hey, I'm doing this because I'm special, or I came from a special place, or I'm smarter than you. It's the exact opposite. I'm just a guy. Like growing up my whole life, yeah, I felt like an outsider and I never felt like I fully fit in, but I never thought I was special. I was never someone who had parents telling me like, you know, you're going to be great. You're going to be special. You're going to change the world. All these, I never had those things. My parents were honestly more concerned with making sure I wasn't stupid, that they were taking me to different tutors and giving me medication and all these different things to make sure that I fit in, you know, to make sure that I wasn't like bullied or made fun of, or that I didn't struggle in school. And I appreciate their want, but it also created this box where I felt like I was stupid my whole life. I felt like I wasn't smart as other people. I felt like I was just going to be slow. And because of that, I developed a lot of these insecurities around doing things and around my own confidence in my life. So I started thinking that I couldn't do stuff. I needed medication to do something. And I saw other people and they were thriving and they were being called genius and they were getting good grades and they were doing things like, you know, writing papers and reading books that I felt like were so complicated. But over time, I started thinking outside the box of myself and started really feeling it and feeling confident. All that shifted. I was only in a battle against myself. You know, it's not even really a battle. You're in this growth journey, you know, against yourself. And the beautiful thing about that is realizing you are capable of anything, so long as you're able to feel it and to embody it. Don't just think it, feel it. When I really, really started to feel it, I started creating so much in my life. And that's why I say, like, I was just an average person. Always average, never great at anything, even sports. I played sports my whole life. I was never great. I was either not good or average. I never excelled, never had classes I excelled in until things started to click, things started to change. And I realized that I could teach myself anything. I could learn anything. I could be anything. I could do anything that I wanted to do. And this is where all the magic of life happens. It's the most amazing, profound, wonderful thing, I think, that can ever happen in your life, because you can create whatever you want. And I want you to go out there and feel this for yourself. I really want you to stand up and embody it. You can do it right now. Sometimes I love doing this podcast in this like nicer setting. It has better sound. But sometimes my favorite podcasts are when I actually just clip a little microphone on and I'm just walking around because I'm feeling feeling what I'm saying. You know, I'm feeling it now too. Being able to walk around, being able to move, being able to embody it, being able to feel the power and the energy that you have is so phenomenal. This is also a reason that I absolutely love doing martial arts, because it allows me to take all the thoughts that I have in my head and move my body in a way to remind me how much power I have, how much I am capable of, no matter who I am. So no matter who you are, what you think, you know, what you believe is possible, it's time to not only think outside the box, but get outside of the box. We always talk about thinking outside the box, but you can think outside the box and still be in the box. And maybe you're sitting on the box like I was. Step off the box, embody, feel outside of the box. That's what I want you to do. Feel outside of the box. Feel that anything is possible. Whatever you want, you can create. I'm here to tell you it is possible. And it's not going to be perfect every single day, but try it and feel it and remember. And I promise you that every podcast you listen to is going to help inspire you in a way to make you feel better, to make you feel strong and powerful, and that you can overcome and create anything. And that's why I'm here to share the truth, not just the good, but all of it, because this is the journey that we're on together. And we are all one. That is one thing I cannot stress enough, that there is no disconnect between you and I. Whatever you're feeling, whatever you've gone through, I can either relate, I've either been there, I know the feeling. Your story is unique and special, but we all feel the same things. And that means that we can all join together and actually create something new together. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you would leave a review on iTunes, I know it's kind of silly to say that, but I do want to spread the message. To me, this isn't my experience. This is something I'm sharing for anyone. So I'd love you to leave a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. But either way, thank you for listening. You guys are freaking awesome. Oh, and if you do live in Denver, Colorado, next week, shoot me an email, youenjoylifemusic@gmail.com, because next week I'm hosting a really cool workshop. It's all about how to actually tap into your voice through singing, through speaking, through confidence and clarity, so you actually can feel these things and you can like have the confidence in your life, because changing your voice will really change your whole life. Check that out. Also, you can just write in if you have any questions or things you'd like support on. Love you all very much, and we will chat soon.